This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Long before online classified sites like Craigslist or auction sites like eBay, there was something called tradio, trading on the radio. People buying and selling their gently used goods by calling in to a show. You might think e-commerce would have made these shows obsolete, but in some small towns, a few tradio programs are hanging on, airing on stations in Dansville, New York, or Kernville, California. Marketplace's Andy Euler ventured a couple of hours out from his base at KUT in Austin to bring us this story.
People in the Texas hill country town of Brady love to tell you that it's the geographic center of the state. It feels like everything in town is the Heart of Texas something. Heart of Texas Ford. Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. The heart of the heart of Texas? It might just be the local radio station.
This is KNEL, 95.3 FM, 1490 AM in Brady. We're live online at KNEL Radio.
It seems like everyone in this town of about 6,000 listens. And there's one program in particular on at 9 o'clock every morning that many here say they almost never miss. Trading on the radio.
Yes, sir. I've got some hay for sale. $95 a bale delivered.
You find KNEL in Brady's town square. I dropped in to see Tradio in action. The show's host, Tracy Pidcox, is behind the mic, wearing a big belt buckle and rust-colored cowboy boots. He's in his mid-40s. Says Tradio's been around for a long time.
77, 78, something like that, is when we started the program. But it wasn't nothing new to us. We stole it from somebody else.
There's no definitive history of Tradio. Many say it started in Seguin, Texas, a three-hour drive from Brady. Tradio was a natural for small-town radio stations, and it spread across the country. When today's Trading on the Radio show is over, Pidcox says he wants to introduce me to a guy who listens every day. So we hop into his pickup truck to pay him a visit. This guy's a big Tradio fan, even knows the call-in numbers by heart.
325-597-2119. I got it.
That's John Campbell. He's about 6'2 and thick as a tree trunk. Goes by the name of Big John. Says it right there on his camouflage hat in bright orange letters. He's bought and sold a lot of stuff on Tradio for the last 28 years. But these days, why doesn't Big John just use the internet?
Look, Craigslist and those things, they kind of get messy sometimes.
He says there's just something more personal about calling someone up after hearing their voice on the radio. He says he never misses a show, even if he's not buying or selling. He wants to know what people in town are up to. Tradio's kind of his gossip column.
It's entertaining if you really just listen to it.
Tradio is entertaining. Some recent items offered for sale on Tradio and Brady: billy goats, a 12-gauge shotgun, a John Deere backhoe. You never know what you're going to hear. Like when this woman called in while I was at KNEL.
I have two pair of gently worn ostrich boots for sale, size 9.
Pidcox and I hop back into his pickup to see the boots. We're at 85-year-old Lindell Smith's place, a 50s-style ranch house. She greets us at the door.
My husband passed away in February, and he had some boots. So I just called, and this man that is here right now called me and asked if he could come try them on.
Inside Lindell's house, there's a man sitting at her big dining room table trying on the brown boots, named Curtis Stroop. He's in his 70s. Seems to like the boots.
I think I'm going to buy both pairs.
A little more than an hour after she had called in, Lindell had sold her husband's boots, $50 per pair. Yep, lots of stories on Tradio, even if the listener sometimes has to imagine the plot. KNEL's Tracy Pidcox.
Somebody called in and they had an old stagecoach one time, which I thought, you know, why would you have a stagecoach?
No word on what became of that stagecoach. And there's no telling how long buying and selling stuff on the radio will be around in the age of e-commerce. For folks in Brady, Texas, though, Tradio is part of what makes their town feel like a community, and they hope it sticks around for a long time to come. In the heart of Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.